We're going to get right into the Bible. But before we do, I'll share this with you. This is a lame excuse for a joke. True story. A couple of weeks ago, one of you commented to me that the joke I told that day reached an all-time low, even for me. Well, the joke that I'm about to tell you today might even be worse than the joke I told that day. The pastor told the congregation that they were going to have a special collection because the parish needed more money. He said that he himself was going to hold the collection basket. And as an incentive for the people to contribute generously, he told them that the one who donated the most could pick out 3 hymns. When the pastor looked into the collection basket, he saw a check for $10,000. Called up front, the very elderly woman who donated the $10,000. He thanked her, and then he reminded her that now she could pick out 3 hymns. Well, the very elderly woman's eyes brightened as she looked over the congregation. She saw 3 handsome men and said, "I pick him, him, and him." You laughed not because it was funny, but because you're crying. But like I said, we've been here right into the hour. Right into the hour. For our homily this morning, we are going to reflect together on one sentence from our gospel story. But before we do, let's just take at least a peek at this sentence from our responsorial song. Kindness and truth shall meet. Justice and peace shall kiss. Wow. Would that be the pattern of our life? Would that be the pattern of our country, of our church, of our world? Kindness and truth shall meet. Justice and peace shall kiss. In our gospel story, Jesus tells his disciples that whatever town they're visiting, if the people there don't welcome them, listen to them, they should shake the dust off their feet, leave there, and move on. Let's see if we can expand shaking the dust from our feet to shaking the dust from our heart. Do I need to shake the dust from my heart? Do I need to shake off the dust from my heart so that I can see others, all others, as God sees them? Do I need to shake off the dust from my heart so that I no longer speak negatively of others, not even to think negatively of others. Do I need to shake off the dust from my heart so that I can stop judging others? Stop gossiping about others? Stop being jealous of others? Do I need to shake off the dust from my heart so I don't share with others somebody's personal business? That I don't tell others things they don't need to hear? Things that perhaps they shouldn't hear about another person? Do I need to shake off the dust from my heart so I can avoid apologies not given, forgiveness denied, affirmations withheld, embraces ungiven, love unspoken? It's easy to shake off the dust from your feet. Where might I need to shake off the dust from my heart? Dear Jesus, please help me shake off all the dust from my heart, so that in me, kindness and truth shall be, justice and peace shall kiss.